Listening Library presents Now I Rise by Kirsten White. Read for you by Fiona Hardingham. 1. January 1453. Hell was a party. At least Radu was fairly certain that whatever hell there was would certainly resemble this party. Music drifted like perfume on the air, enough to sweeten but not overwhelm. Groups of musicians were scattered across the island. They could be glimpsed among the hardy green that had survived the winter months. Though the main meal would come later, blue-clad servants floated through the crowds with food-laden trays shaped like lily pads. On either side of the island, the Tinsha River flowed leisurely by. Whatever else he had been, Murad, Mahmed's dead father, and Radu's one-time benefactor, had not been one to skimp on luxury. The harem complex he built on the island had been out of use since his death, but it had not faded in glory. The tiles gleamed, the carved stones of the walls promised luxury and peace. The fountains tinkled in cheery companionship with the surrounding river. Radu wandered between buildings painted like geometric gardens, pulled along as surely as the course of the river. He knew it was useless, knew that it would not make him feel better. But still, he looked. And there, next to the bathhouse, Radu was drawn to him like a leaf spun on the river current. Mahmed wore his now constant, deep purple robes and a swirling golden turban. A jeweled chain fastened a cloak around his broad shoulders. Radu tried to remember Mahmed's full lips parting in a smile, his eyebrows rising in mirth rather than mockery. The two young men, both having finally finished growing, were the same tall, lean height. But lately Radu felt small when Mahmed looked at him. He would have taken even that today. But Mahmed did not look in his direction, immune to the connection Radu could not escape.
"Truly glorious,"
Halil Vazir said to Mahmed, his hands on his hips as he looked up at the new bathhouse complex. Three connected buildings, with domed roofs echoing those of mosques, had been added in the past few months. They were the first new construction anticipating Mahmed's grand palace complex. It would rival anything his father had ever built, anything anyone had ever built. To celebrate this investment in the capital of the Ottoman Empire, Mahmed had invited everyone who mattered. Ambassadors from various European countries mingled freely with the Ottoman elite. Mahmed stood apart, but was free with his smiles and sweeping promises of future parties at his palace. Along with his usual attendants, he was joined by Ishak Pasha, one of his most powerful spahi, Kumal Pasha, Radu's brother-in-law, and as always, like a bitter taste that could not be swallowed, Halil Vazir. Radu hated thinking of his old enemy, Halil Pasha, as Halil Vazir. He hated even more that it had been his own plan to put Halil in a place of trust and power to keep a closer eye on him. Maybe Lada had been right. Maybe they should have killed him. Things would be easier, or at least they would be more pleasant. That should be Radu's place at Mahmed's side. As though sensing Radu's poisonous envy, Halil Vazir looked at him, his mouth curled in a sneering smile.
"Radu the Handsome," he said.
Radu frowned. He had not heard that title since the end of fighting in Albania, when Skanderbeg, their foe, had coined it. Mahmed glanced over, then away as soon as their eyes met, like a butterfly, alighting on a flower and finding it lacking.
"Tell me," Halil said, that nasty smile still on his bearded face, "is your pretty wife aware this is not a functioning harem yet? I fear she has false hopes about entering it."
The men around Halil snickered. Kumal frowned, then opened his mouth. Radu shook his head, a minute movement. Kumal looked sadly away. Mahmed did not acknowledge the insult.
the implication that Radu's wife would enter Mahmed's harem to divorce Radu. But he did nothing to refute it either. "My wife is not..." A gentle hand came down on Radu's arm. He turned to find Nazira. Nazira, who was not supposed to be here.
"His wife is not pleased with anyone else monopolizing his attention."
Beneath her translucent veil, her smile was far brighter than the winter sun. She wore the colors of springtime. Still, Radu felt cold looking at her. What was she doing? Nazira turned Radu away from the men and led him down a path draped in more silk than most people would ever see in their lives. It was extravagant, excessive, absurd, like everything about this party, a reflection of a sultan too young and foolish to think of anything beyond appearances and his own pleasure.